Chris Wise with Andy Orford. Andy, what's most disappointing about that result tonight?
Losing. You know, we've been on a real good run, and it's come to an end tonight, obviously, and, you know, it's always disappointing to get beat, Chris.
Do you feel that your side deserves to be beaten this evening?
I think we've had a right go. I really do. I think we've pushed Northampton as close as it could go, you know. Second half, we've thrown the kitchen sink at it and dominated and couldn't quite find the goal, unfortunately.
What was the difference between the two sides tonight?
They finished a goal and we haven't. You know, in terms of possession and chances created, I think we've probably edged it. I haven't seen the stats, but it was a real good game. You know, two teams toe-to-toe, and we've had enough chances and haven't taken one, they've taken one.
I'm inevitably going to ask you about Ricky Holmes. He took his goal well.
Yeah, we switched off from a throw-in, and you give any player that time and space that we did, then you're gonna maybe give away an opportunity, which is what happened.
It was almost scripted, wasn't it, that he was going to score against you tonight?
I don't know.
There was a lot of talk about him in the build-up to tonight's game, and ultimately it's his goal that's made the difference.
Yeah, of course he's going to be, because he's an ex-player of ours, and maybe it was scripted that Ryan Bird might score against us at Cambridge. It didn't quite go that way when he played. But Ricky's took his goal well tonight, yeah. But we've switched off, and like I said, you give any player that time and space that they can hurt you, and that's the disappointing thing tonight. For a split second, we've switched off.
Overall, do you feel there was too much in the game, because it was a game of minimal chances?
I think we created some good chances tonight, Chris, especially second half. You know, the keeper made a hell of a save as well from Matt Tubbs' first half. That's as good a save as I've seen all season, if I'm honest. I thought it was in, and we've had one cleared off the line. Fogg is very unlucky at the end. He's sliding in there to try and score for us. So I think we've created enough chances tonight to have maybe scored at least one goal and maybe two. So, you know, I'm a bit disappointed for all the ball that we had that we didn't manage to score tonight.
How much does tonight's result derail your hopes of creeping into the playoffs?
Well, we haven't even spoken about the playoffs. That's never something that I've discussed with anybody.
People are talking about worse.
You might be, but I'm not. Yeah, well, we've got a target of now is to get as high up the league as we can. And the next game is the important one for us now, to recover from a defeat. We go to Accrington. That's the next target, to try and take 3 points.
Do you think it's achievable, though, for Portsmouth?
The only target we've got is to get to the next game against Accrington and try and get 3 points.
Return for Wes Fogden tonight as well. It's been a long time coming, and even in his short cameo, it showed just how much you've missed him.
Yeah, Wes is always going to give you energy and that spirit in the middle of the park. And when he got in the box there on the end of a cross, I thought it was going to be a fantastic return for him. Unfortunately, he just got it over the bar. But yeah, he gives you that spark in the middle of the pitch. And yeah, we've definitely missed him. It's great to have him back in and around it.
I know you've been wanting to try and give him a bit more game time away from the first team ahead of tonight. Might you be tempted to give him a bit more time on Saturday against Accrington?
Yeah, we'll address that. Obviously, he's still raw tonight from the defeat. It's a case of getting back into the training ground on Thursday. You know, we train Thursday, we train Friday, up we go to Accrington and play Saturday, so there's a lot to consider.
How difficult is it going to be to get that momentum going again? Because you very much had it.
Yeah, that's one thing I've just said to the players. I think the performance level again tonight was decent. You know, we haven't come here and gone under or anything like that. It's a right good game tonight, and we're banging the game. You know, we've knocked on the door time and time again and haven't quite managed to finish off, you know, and get a goal for the amount of possession and chances that we've created, which, you know, it's very fine lines, Chris. Sometimes it goes for you, sometimes it doesn't.